Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure. As always, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Bob Bly is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Bob's a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is one of the planet's top marketing experts. He's the author of Foolproof Marketing, 15 Winning Methods for Selling Any Product or Service in Any Economy. And Bob, welcome back. We got one of those any economies, don't we, right now?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's what they don't teach you in Harvard Business School, that whatever business you're in, large or small, these come up every X number of years, and it's not fun when it does.
Well, I like your thing. I like the way you said that, any economy. You know, the economists tell us we're officially in a recession right now.
Right.
I prefer to call it this thing that we're in right now, whatever it is. I'm just calling it this thing that we're in because, as you know, when you talk to 10 business owners, all of them won't say they're in a depression, in a recession. They won't say, you know, we're in a recession. They'll say, you know what, our business is not that bad. So you got to be careful. The economy is got everybody kind of jumpy, but some companies are kind of doing okay.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Of course, even if there are some businesses that are actually boosted by a bad economy, they actually make more money in a bad economy, and there are others that are really recession-proof, and then there are others that are affected by it. But even if your business isn't affected by it, the rest of your life is. If you invest in the stock market, now is not a pleasant time. And if you own property, you know, you own a house or two or three, that's not good for you either.
Yeah,
because
they're
not worth what they were.
But one of the things that is constant, that is the truth thing that you have to focus on all the time, especially if you're in business, and especially for small business owners, is you got to stay in front of prospects, don't you?
Yeah, and I don't know if you have it where you are, but we hear commercials now and see ads for this company, Constant Contact, which is one of the big email marketing companies, and they point out the exact same thing. They said you have to stay in front of customers, and in today's economy where your budget is tight, our email marketing, which is what they sell, is the most cost-effective way to do it.
Well, I was telling people about Constant Contact before they were Constant Contact.
Were you?
I use
them now.
When they were roving, they were called roving. I was telling them when Gail Goodman, who's the CEO there, when she had almost just started and they were kind of a gleam in their own eye a little bit. I've been telling people about them for a long time. I use them too, but the point is that what's cropped up over the last 10 years are organizations who have built platforms to help people like you and me and our audience, to help them get their message out in a way that it gives them another weapon in the marketing war, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, if your budget is flush, you know, email marketing should be a part of an integrated program. And if you're in a point where you have to scale back, you know, one of the things you might cut is the more expensive types of marketing. Maybe your 40-foot booth at the trade show, you cut down to 10 feet. But email marketing is really affordable. You don't have to cut that down at all. In fact,
the next to last thing you would cut would be email marketing, and then the last thing you would cut, Bob, would be your radio marketing.
Of course. No,
yes.
But actually, you're quite serious. Radio marketing is all PR, radio marketing, email marketing. These are the very
the lesser expensive
things that give a good ROI.
Yeah, the lesser expensive, no question about it. But back to email marketing. The thing I like about email marketing is the ability to segment your prospects and your customers by what you know about them, what they like. This you can have a group that likes purple. You can have a group that likes velvet. You can have a group that likes kumquats. You know what? It doesn't matter what you sell. And at the point in time that you're trying to, you know, you want to sort of scratch their itch, so to speak, you send them something about that. And yeah, you can literally push the button three times and send out three different messages instantaneously that cost virtually nothing.
Yeah, and to simplify it, for example, if you have an e-commerce business where you sell stuff on the internet, and people bought a black sweater and you have a silver bracelet to go with that black sweater, you can actually send an email just to the people on your list who bought the black sweater and say, we have this beautiful matching bracelet. That's how you can segment it by transactional data, which is really cool.
Exactly. And as you say, if you sell online, you could send that out and go back in a couple of hours and check it, and you probably made some sales. Now, how are you gonna make that happen in the traditional marketplace? That's pretty difficult.
Yeah, email marketing, which is really great for people who sell directly on the web. You sell off your website. If you send out an email marketing message selling something, you'll actually be able to know all the results within 24 to 48 hours. That's how quickly you get your orders.
And of course, that's one thing. Radio has been doing that for a long time. I mean, how many times have you driven around and you heard a radio commercial, and you said, "Hey, I think I will go to lunch there," or I think I'll check that out if the sale's only today," and you'll pop in. People, I mean, I've actually. When I had a traditional business once upon a time, people would actually pop in and say, "Yeah, I heard you on the radio." So that happens too. But what we need right now, the main thing we need right now, Bob, and that's what we're talking about, is the ability to not go dark. And that's an old radio, another radio term and a TV term, is you don't want to go dark on people right now. And what I mean by that is you don't want to drop off their radar screen. You want to make sure people know that you're not immune to the challenges of the economy, but at least you're out there. At least you're making contact with them, because here's the one thing that I've learned, Bob, and that I've been talking to my audience about a lot lately, and that is somebody is buying something from someone somewhere. Right now, it might as well be you.
I think that's wise advice, but also what you say about not going dark. If you have, let's say, a monthly e-newsletter, you never go dark because they're automatically hearing from you 12 times a year.
Yeah, exactly. Or even more than that. And that's the beauty. That is the beauty of email marketing. Folks, I've been doing email marketing since 1999.
Well, he's a pioneer then. I haven't done it that long.
Well, my newsletter goes out every Sunday afternoon, and we have not missed an issue since 1999.
Wait a minute. Now that I'm checking, we've been since 2000, so you're only a year ahead of us.
There you go.
I just realized it's been a year, so it is 2000.
Isn't it cool that people that, as young as you and I are only 25, we can be pioneers, Bob? How about that? Stand by. Quick break. Bob Bly and I are having a lot of fun. Hope you are, too. We'll be right back. He's got a lot more good stuff to teach us right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Dire Straits to take us out. We're back. It's 23 after. Little Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then our knowledge base is askjim.biz, and my blog is jimsblog.biz. But if you'll just remember the mothership, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and that'll take you to, you can find all the other things that we do here, the blog and the knowledge base right there at smallbusinessadvocate.com, and my newsletter, which we're now in our 11th year. Now say, was that 10th year? 10th year, I guess. We're in our 10th year of the newsletter, and ever since 99, November of 99. And so you can subscribe to it. It's free. It comes every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead, and I hope you'll check that out. And by the way, Bob Bly, who's our guest right now, has deposited many bits of wisdom with us over the years, and everything he's ever done with us is right there on the website under his name in the alphabet of the Brain Trust, but also you can find him this week on our schedule page, on our recent show page, all that. But Bob, give us your own website and tell us how we can get your newsletter. Are you there, Bob?
Why? B as in boy, L-Y.
I'm sorry, Bob. Say that. We missed the first part. Say that again.
www.bly.com/reports. You can sign up for my newsletter, and when you do it, you'll see a technique that we'll probably talk about it now or at some point. You go to bly.com/reports, you sign up for the newsletter, you get a marketing library of four of my reports that we sell elsewhere for over $100.
Wow. Thank you for that. I appreciate that. You give us that again, folks. This is a special deal for you. bly.com/reports. Right, and then they get the free information.
They get a library of four of my free
All
reports,
right.
including one on how to deal with a recession.
See, folks, I work hard for you. I'm negotiating hard for you here. Thanks, Bob, for that.
And
how about your book?
My book, Foolproof Marketing, you can get on Amazon.com. Is the easiest way to pick it up.
They can find out about it on your site, too, though, right?
Yeah, if you go to my main site, bly.com, and click on books, you'll see all my books there.
All right, so check that out. Okay, we're talking about email marketing. The first, you know, one of the things that the biggest mistake small business owners make, and I'm harping on this, I'm preaching on this, I'm thumping them every time I get a chance. I do it in person. I literally, you know, I'm so obnoxious, Bob. I actually go into small businesses, and if I get a chance to talk to the owner, I ask them if they're collecting emails from their people who walk in the door. And you know, and then incredibly, after talking about it, they'll let me walk out without getting my email. I mean, you folks, wake up. You can't do email marketing if you don't have their email addresses. If I walk into your business, you should be striking up a conversation with me. You should be telling me about the way you reach out and touch your customers to let them know about what's going on, and you promising them that you've got a privacy policy, and then say, "Can I have your email address?"
Yeah,
right,
I mean,
Bob?
And people do that. You know, it's less obvious in a live setting that you describe, but to me, it's more obvious when you go to people's websites.
Yeah.
And they do nothing to capture your email address.
Right.
If you've just got a normal website and you've got the little normal little, you know, type in your email address and your name and get our free newsletter on the homepage, mm-hmm. you're going to capture the email addresses of far less than 10% of your visitors. There's many more effective ways to get email addresses, and if you don't maximize your email capture rate on the web, you're actually leaving money on the table.
Give us some examples of how you do that.
Well, the one we just discussed is to have what we call a squeeze page, where you don't send them to the homepage, but you send them to a separate page, which is designed to do nothing but maximize signups to your newsletters. So the mine is bly.com/reports. Our capture rate for everyone who visits that site, we get almost a 50% conversion rate.
But it's a complete opt-in, right? I mean, you only get it if they give it to you.
Oh, yeah. This is opt-in.
You have to do it that way, folks.
Yeah, we actually recommend double opt-in, where they opt in and then we send the confirmation that they have to fill out. Because if you just have single opt-in, someone can enter someone else's name and you can get a spam complaint down the road.
Right. Yeah. So, but regardless, make sure that you do it. They give you permission to do it. But I think that privacy policy is important. What do you think about if you have a traditional business and you walk in and somebody says. And somebody says to you, would you mind if I take your email address so we can send you, you know, the reports that we send out once a month or whatever, the way we communicate with our customers? And then what if you actually said, and if you like, I can let you have our privacy policy?
I've never felt the need to do that. I mean, it is prominent on my sign-up page and my website.
Right.
But I do say to people, you know, whenever I'm having a conversation with a potential client or a vendor or partner, I say, "And can you, we sign you up for a free subscription to our e-newsletter?" And
mm-hmm.
you'll find that well over 9 out of 10 people you speak with say yes.
Right.
It's just been easy because they know they can always cancel later if they don't like it.
And if you're not – you know, another thing, Bob, a lot of people don't feel comfortable thinking about – publishing some kind of a electronic publication, but you know what, folks? Hire somebody to help you with it, right, Bob?
Yeah, it's easy. I do my own, but if you go to bly.com and click on my sign up box, there's an archive of my past issues, and you can see that it's a very simple format. The e-newsletter doesn't have to be a long magnum opus.
For marketing purposes, it'd be better if it were short.
It's better if it's short, you know, little, what we call it, practical tips. And you can do that yourself or you can hire someone.
Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Bly.com, right?
Bly.com.
And the book is called Foolproof Marketing. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, and we'll see you next time.
My pleasure.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We'll be right back. It's 29 after the hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.